Ajahn Amaru, I remember a long time ago I asked, can't remember his name.
It's infectious.
Anyway, one of the teachers we know very well about this, about the time and so on, you know. About, and I was saying this, what do you think about, you know, Ajahn Sumedho and his Bhikkhu Bodhi? And he said to me, yes, Ajahn Sumedho is right. Neither right or wrong, to, you know, opposing himself to somebody else, but I was talking about the
Ajahn Sumedho in what respect?
Pardon me?
Talking about Ajahn Sumedho in what respect?
In this Paticchasamuppada, whether, you know, it's like, you know, sort of over a long period of time or just in the here and now, like we've studied this for several years in retreat with Ajahn Sumedho, you know, he wasn't really talking, he was not really mentioning much about what to do with longer, you know, in time. And it's interesting how Bhikkhu Bodhi, you know, he just said, you know, Ajahn Sumedho is right, you know, or something. I mean, it's just positive. I didn't expect something, you know, special, but just he said, no, that's right. I was curious.
Well, I think for Lumpur, when people ask about who he was in a previous lifetime or who they were in a previous lifetime, Lumpur Sumedho is quite happy to look somebody in the eye and say, I don't know. Yeah, I don't remember. Or they'll say, you know, what will happen to you in the future? Lumpur will just say, I don't know. Yeah, totally honestly. Like Ajahn Buddhadasa, trying to keep people focusing on this is the moment where we make a difference. This is where we can act meaningfully with our life. But people tend to like to know, you know, who I was in the last lifetime or come up with a sort of ancient previous history and where they're going in the future. And so it was quite a deliberate move on the part of Ajahn Buddhadasa to edit that out of the picture and to focus much more on the present moment, the present experience, and then looking at birth and death as psychological qualities –